Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Carl and Mike are going to be here in about 20 minutes. I can't wait personally to hear what they have to say now. Man of mercy. All right, tomorrow night, Falcons and Bucks. Carl and Mike are going to be, wait a second, where are they going to be again here? They're going to be at Gustin's from 2 to 4 tomorrow ahead of the game. Gustin's one of my old hangouts there in Ackworth, right off Cobb Parkway there. Great burgers in Gustin's. Yeah, they're going to be at Gustin's 2 to 4 tomorrow doing their show. And checking out the Falcons and the Bucks here. And at this point, forget about it. It was supposed to be – how disappointing is this? This was supposed to be the game that, you know, we looked on the schedule in December and said, look at that showdown against Tampa, you know, in December. You know, huge game. Could be for the division. Could be for the lead. And instead, you're eliminated from everything. Oh, my gosh. Just a really – So let's, you know what's on my mind. Let's find out what is on Dady's mind.
All right. Well, what is on my mind, John? Just a couple of things, and it's actually going to be right back to Falcons. First, I want to show some love to the WNBA. Asia Wilson named the AP Female Athlete of the Year.
So, hey, wow.
Deservingly so, leading her team to back to the mountaintop as they, man, what a run they had late in that season, right?
Right.
And so congratulations to her on that. And then something that's probably should have been talked about a while ago. Apparently there's an NBA or WNBA proposal to up the base salary to at least $1 million. Which
can they afford that?
I don't know if they can. But listen, if you want to keep these women from entertaining or not even entertaining, but from doing things like going overseas where they make much more. In some cases, for some of these young women, I think you got to at least consider something that makes it substantial for them to kind of be fully invested in just what they do within the WNBA and not feel like they have to go out and get money elsewhere.
We have that problem in the NWSL, too.
Yeah, that's true. You said, will we have it?
Do we have it?
Do we? I mean, what is their base salary over there right now?
Oh, I have no idea. I mean, I can't imagine it's very much.
Yeah. So we'll see. But I think the WNBA is starting to garner the, what do you want to say? You know, I think more eyes are on it now. I think more people are paying attention. It seems like more, if you watch games, there are a lot more commercials for, you know, so it seems like the endorsements, the sponsorships, everything's seemingly starting to pick up for them. So maybe they are in a place where they feel like they can potentially afford this.
Then there was what was the report on Marcus Freeman you were telling me about?
Yeah, so that's where we're going to go to next. So Marcus Freeman reportedly drawing interest from NFL teams, including the Giants and the Titans. And I want to say there was another team in there as well whose name was mentioned. But in my opinion, I don't think he should make that jump yet. One, I wouldn't take the Giants or Titans job if I was him. But two, I wouldn't want to leave, and this is just me personally, if I'm him, I'm not wanting to leave Notre Dame with the taste in my mouth of being, well, they feel like they were screwed over by the committee. I want to get back one more year, prove that we deserve to be there, get there, and see if we can make a real run. But my question is, if the Falcons, if he does seriously consider taking an NFL job and the Falcons were to look at him, I'm not saying they'd be interested, but if they were to at least look at him, would you be interested in him as a head coach for the Falcons?
Me?
Yes, you.
No.
Why?
I like Marcus Freeman. I don't want a college coach at this point. I want somebody who can develop a quarterback. What is, have we seen that? I mean, Notre Dame's got great talent. We, under Marcus Freeman, we've seen a great quarterback.
So you want someone who would be a little more proven at the NFL level.
Yes, that's why I want Todd Monken. Mm-hmm. With his experience with Lamar Jackson, to use that with Michael Penix. Because the big question again for the Falcons is, what are you going to do at the quarterback position? All right, I'm going to read you a couple of tweets here.
Okay.
Because they put this in. C-Money says to me, my Twitter, by the way, is just my name, JohnFrickE. C-Money says, at John Fricke, he says, what concerns me about them being the Falcons bringing Cousins back next year is why aren't they playing Trask the rest of the year to see what he has? Also, if you're not playing your starters in the preseason, why are you playing them now? I think those are both fair questions. Why would you bother? Why would you risk things? Why would you risk Bijan? Play Tyler Algier. I mean, I'm not going to risk certain guys. Tell you this much, we get somebody like a Bijan. This is why I said to Drake, you know, kind of only half kiddingly, look, dude, don't come back. We put Bijan out there, he blows a knee out, God forbid, and is out till the middle of the next year. What are we doing? I honestly don't know. And this whole thing about Kirk Cousins, could he be back? The answer to that apparently is, if they're not going to make a move at, look, if they were to make a move at head coach, then I think you could justify, because the coach is going to go, look, I need that money that was $32.5 million. I need that, you know, I need some cash here. We'll figure out the quarterbacking situation. Okay. We have other areas besides quarterback that we have to worry about. Plus there's going to be no demand on a new head coach to automatically win from the jump next year. But I think if you bring Raheem back, are we all not going to say, okay, dude, you've had 2 years. You got to make the leap in year three. You got to win now. Yeah, I think that's fair. Then Mr. Yo says to me, and he says, you keep saying the roster is talented. I do, because it is. He says, you keep saying the roster is talented. You've already said Kyle Pitts will be the most coveted free agent in the cycle. No, I didn't say that, okay? I said he's going to get a ton of attention. They're going to be a lot. I don't know that he's going to be the most coveted, but he's going to get a ton of attention. He is currently our leading receiver, and he says, you, being me, John, don't want to tag him, even though he has 40 more catches than Darnell Mooney. No, I don't want to tag him, because I don't want him back. Even though I know he has the potential for him to go somewhere else and make a boatload of cash, I'm not going to spend that. Because right now we don't know, would he tag as a tight end? Because I think he'd fight that, like, you know, Travis Kelce and Gronkowski and some other people tried to do in the past. He's going to say, I've been lining up outside on 80% of the snaps. I'm a wide receiver. He could probably make the case, you know, if he's lined up. If more than half his snaps are a wide receiver, he says, you got to tag me as a wideout, not a tight end. And instead of, you know, $16 million, you got to tag me at $24 million or whatever the difference is. I haven't looked at the tag numbers yet this year. But let's just say that it's at the bottom end. Let's say $16 million. Sorry, if the Falcons were 2 to 3 pieces away, I think you could justify bringing back Kirk Cousins and Kyle Pitts, because you could get 2 to 3 pieces in, you know, reworking contracts and things of that nature. But they're not. They're like 8 to 11 pieces away, right?
You say 11?
Well, I think you need a quarterback. You may need two. We don't know if Penix is going to be available.
And then you
you can go in the draft and get a running back. I understand. But you need to make some changes on that offensive line. Mm-hmm. At least one, if not two.
You need a legit number two wide receiver.
If not a number three.
Yeah, you need someone.
Especially with Pitts gone.
Yeah, defensively, and you need someone opposite AJ.
You need two guys in the interior.
Yeah. So, yeah, right? I guess 11 would be, yeah.
Plus, you need some better depth, especially on the offensive line. You know, that wide receiver room needs a two, a three, may even need a four, frankly. And so you're going to need another pass-catching tight end, potentially. You're going to need a backup running back. You may need one or two quarterbacks. You may need another interior defensive lineman, maybe two interior defensive linemen. Are you bringing Onyemata back? I mean, what are you doing there? Then you've got, depth in that, which is another issue. You've got to get much – and, of course, if you're bringing in new coaches, you don't know, are they going to run the same style? Are they going to change? Is Walker going to slide to an outside linebacker? Is it going to be an edge? Who are you keeping? I mean, there are a lot of questions that are going on in that room. Is Jesse Bates somebody that are you going to give up on him? Because suddenly he turned into nothing. I mean, you just re-signed Jordan Fuller, and Lord knows you're going to have to figure out kicker. I mean, my God. You know? So there are a lot of questions on this team. If this team were a team that were to win the division this year, win 10 games and lose in the playoffs, and say, okay, we're a player or two away from being able to make a Super Bowl run, that's where you keep a Kyle Pitts. That's where you maybe even keep a Kirk Cousins because there's no other option at quarterback. Okay, fine. But instead, we're talking nearly $50 million to be able to go out and fix other things that need to be fixed. And so at this point, I think – my answer is no, but I, at this point, I can't possibly tell what they're going to do. This is why I wish that Arthur Blank would, if it goes squirrely tomorrow night, and boy, don't we all think it's going to go squirrely, but if it's really ugly tomorrow night, I think by Friday, he doesn't have to necessarily hold a news conference to tell me that, you know, he's finally going to make the moves that we should have. He should have been, yeah, I mean, I don't have to have that.
Yeah. Well,
I just need him to tell me, look, this is not acceptable. I don't need an apology. I don't even need a firing, but I want to see Arthur Blank pound the table.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately for the Falcons, with the news of our top wide receiver not playing tomorrow, the Bucks do look like they are going to have Mike Evans back. Now, how impactful he'll be, don't know, but just him being on the field is probably enough to, have to have old Brick in his
difference?
Bag.
You don't think that there was do you think the Falcons are winning that game? Whether Mike Evans?
I mean, here's the thing, and the thing is, John, the Falcon for me, the Falcons have, with the exception of the three games where they just got whooped, they've been in games. They've been one, two, maybe three plays, three mistakes from winning several games. And that's the issue. So it's not a matter that they can't beat. I mean, with the Bucks game at the beginning of the season being one of them, that came down to you not being able to kick field goals. So they've proven they can play with anyone. The problem is they don't know how to bring it all together at one time.
Well, this is why I say they have talent on the roster, because they have frontline starting talent, but I'm not sure about the depth. And while I like a lot of what Jeff Ulbrich has done this year in changing the defense, because look, this defense has been remarkably better. The offense stalled. It hasn't been any good. It's really no better. You have Drake London and Kyle Pitts is having a decent year. And, you know, an explosive superstar in Bijan Robinson, and your offense is really no better than it was when Noodle Arm Quitter was a quarterback. I mean, really, about the same. I mean, it's just kind of there. There's nothing explosive about it, nothing downfield. It has no identity. I mean, run the football. They're really good at running the football. Okay, run the football. Get your guy 200 yards. At what cost? You're gonna workhorse him now? Now you're going to work when it doesn't, when the games don't mean anything, you're suddenly going to give that dude, you're going to give Seven the ball 25 times? That's what's going to happen now?
You can't do that now.
Right.
You can't do that now.
That's my point. And so I really don't know where we're headed with this, but I really would like Flowery Branch to, at least for the sake of all of us fans, I'm not talking as a talk show host, I'm talking as a fan. for all of us fans here, we got to know what you're doing. Help us out here because you're asking a lot of us. 8 years of nothing, and this team eliminated way over a month before the season ends, and we got to watch this and go through this. This is torture for us fans. And it's not really fair. It's not fair to your players, your organization, your shareholders, and not to us.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what Carl and Mike have to say. Now that they've had, we call it the time before you go on the air, we call it show prep. They have had some show prep. A show prep of a special kind. Carl and Mike are next. My thanks to all of you for putting up for me. It would have been a couple hours and griping and moaning about my team. On Sports Radio, thanks, DD. On Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.